This is CPR News. I'm Haley Sanchez in Colorado Springs. Avian flu is circulating in wild commercial and backyard birds. The State Health Department wants Coloradans to avoid contact with bird feces or wild birds. People who may have been exposed to avian flu should monitor themselves for 10 days after exposure and contact their doctor if they have symptoms, like shortness of breath. The avian flu has been linked to the deaths of a black bear and a mountain lion in Colorado in recent months. Pandemic-related gambling shortfalls are threatening a tradition in Cripple Creek. Donkey Derby Days is nearly a century old. Event co-chair Annie Valadez says that loss of revenue means the city can't fund the popular summer festival. She says organizers met with volunteers late last year.
We shot up our hands and said, we're not going to let this die, and we can do it on our own.
The nonprofit 2 Mile High Club cares for the herd of wild donkeys that roam the city's streets. Valadez says they have to raise about $30,000 to put on the festival, which ultimately helps support the donkeys. Much of the Front Range will have more strong and gusty winds into tonight, especially in the foothills along I-25. The National Weather Service says gusts have reached between 60 and 80 miles per hour from parts of the mountains down to about 6,000 feet in elevation. Isolated power outages and broken tree limbs are possible, and areas around Denver, in Fort Collins, and Colorado Springs have gusts of at least 30 miles per hour today. This is CPR News. The Daily is next.